Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bernie Sanders, let's talk now. I'll go down. This will be the lightning round of our conversation. I'll go down some things, and you'll respond to whether there's danger or not.
Are you going to make? You're making me nervous. So this is like a quiz in elementary school.
Right. The last time we spoke, or the time before that, we talked about the possibility of the Republicans taking the Senate, which would put them in control of the whole United States Congress. Of course, there is the filibuster, and there are some things that could be done. But I'll just check some stuff off, and you tell me whether there's danger afoot. Social Security.
Absolutely. For decades, Republicans have had their eye on trying to either privatize Social Security or cut Social Security. And Alan, when you hear people on television talk about entitlement reform, understand what they're talking about. That is cuts in Social Security and Medicare. My guess would be, my strong guess would be, that if the Republicans gain control over the Senate, they would push very hard for what we call a chain CPI. It's a reformulation of how you determine cost of living adjustments for Social Security, which would lower the COLAs that seniors receive. Recently, the Social Security Administration announced a 1.7% COLA, much too low. They would make it lower. So, yes, if the Republicans gained control of the Senate, I strongly suspect there will be an effort to cut Social Security.
And then they'll pass it, and what will happen will be that the president will clearly veto, right? And then there's absolute chaos in government, right? I mean, the wheels of government stop.
Well, no, I don't know that the wheels of government would necessarily stop on that issue. The way the wheels of government stop
on the budget
is when they don't fund the government in general, and we have a government shutdown. So what they may do is throw a lot of stuff into a bill and say to the president, you veto this, Mr. President, will shut down the government unless you cut Social Security, blah, 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 blah. You can package these things in a way that make it very difficult for the president to do the right thing. That's what I would worry about.
Affordable health care. Continuing on our lightning round.
We are the only country in the industrialized world not to guarantee health care to all people through a national health care program. Everybody should know that. And yet we spend almost twice as much per person on health care, despite the fact that we have 40 million people today without any health insurance. The Affordable Care Act, in my view, was a modest step forward. 9-10 million more Americans now have health insurance. We've done away with pre-existing conditions. We have got to go a lot further. What the Republicans will try to do is dismantle the Affordable Care Act and various public health programs, creating more people without health insurance. So we've made some progress in getting more people insured. The Republicans, I believe, will move us in a way to increase the number of uninsured.
Minimum wage.
Well, that's a no-brainer. We have passed in the Senate legislation. We have a majority of us, I shouldn't say passed. A majority of us have passed legislation to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. I would go further than that, but $10.10 is a lot better than $7.25. We got virtually no Republican support for that as well. So the idea of raising the minimum wage with Republicans in control in the Senate is virtually non-existent. It will not happen.
The VA, how are we doing?
Well, I'm chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, so I know a little bit about that. The VA has had its share of problems in a number of communities around this country, Phoenix being the best example. We had very, very long waiting lines for veterans to get into the system. We also had dishonesty and mismanagement in that facility and a number of facilities. I think the new secretary is moving pretty aggressively to address that. On the other hand, what I can tell you, Alan, here in Vermont and in most communities around this country, veterans appreciate the very high-quality health care they're getting in the VA. It is a very popular institution. What we managed to do a number of months ago, one of the few bipartisan pieces of legislation to pass the Congress, is, and I work very, very hard on that, is to pass legislation that would put about $16.5 billion more into VA health care, including $5 billion to hire more doctors and nurses and medical personnel so that we can permanently eliminate the waiting lines. I think there are some Republicans, I don't want to tell you that it's all or even necessarily a majority, who want to privatize the VA. How successful they will be, I don't know. Probably not successful. So I think in VA, in terms of the VA, I would hope that we could reach some bipartisan agreements about strengthening it.
I know you have some thoughts on the IBM Global Foundries deal. That's a very interesting one. I can't make heads or tails of it, so I rely on you.
Well, all I can say is that, you know, there was a great deal of concern here in Vermont about the future of IBM and what happens if they sold. Would the plant be shut down? Would thousands of workers lose their jobs? What appears to be the case, and you know, I've talked to the IBM people, and you know, no one knows what the future is, but what appears to be the case right now is the company intends to maintain the plant, maintain the workforce, and maintain the wage and benefit structure. So I think for Vermonters who work at the IBM plant, I think the news was greeted with relief that it looks like their jobs are safe and their wages and benefits are safe for the immediate future.
College costs.
Well, you know, Alan, you and I are old enough to remember. Now I'm gonna quiz you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. 40 years ago.
Yep.
How much did it cost to go to a great university like the University of California or the City University of New York?
Well, I went to Hunter for nothing. Not one single penny.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you all hear that? This guy went to a very good college in New York City called Hunter, and the tuition was?
Zero.
Zero. All right. And what year did you graduate, Alan?
63.
Okay, there it is. So there was once a time, 50 years ago, when in America we thought it was important that people, regardless of their income, be able to get into the best colleges. And the City University of New York is one of the better universities in America, regardless of their income. And today, 50 years later, we are moving in exactly the wrong direction. I don't know what the tuition is now in Hunter, but I do know that all over this country, tuition is extremely high. We have hundreds of thousands of bright young people who can't afford to go to college. We have young people graduating school $50,000 in debt. Talked to a doctor recently who graduated $300,000 in debt from medical school. So we're moving in the wrong direction. And I think we have got to rethink that very fundamentally. 30 years ago, the United States led the world in percentage of our people who graduated college. Today, we are in 12th place. That does not work in a competitive global economy. We have got to make sure that everybody in this country who has the ability and who has the desire to get a higher education can do so, regardless of the income of their family. So I think we got to think about what we were doing 50 years ago that we're not doing today.
Senator Bernie Sanders, I can't tell you how pleased we are that you have chosen to spend this kind of quality time with us. You were with us when you were a congressman. You're with us now as a senator. And all I got to say is I hope you do run for president. So it was great to talk to you, and thank you so much for being with us.
You keep up the great work, Alan. We need voices like yours out there in the media.